K4OIM. KO4NUE. K4OIM. KO4NUE. Yes, KO4NUE. No contact, I'm clear. Station, any station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Radio checkup.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. It's KM4, BLH, Kurt in Greenville.
Kurt, how are you, bud? You doing all right tonight?
Yes, sir, I'm doing great. Now, Doug, I just want to say thank you, man, for reading that thing off that test for me. You did a real good job doing that. Had a good flow there, you know. It worked out good there, and appreciate it. And so I want to say thank you to you, and probably all the VEs and Steve, the manager. And no doubt, treated me very well over there. And your radio sounds good.
And I did not get an opportunity, I don't think, to say congratulations. What an honor. And just congratulations to you. I'm just tickled to death, me and Anna both. And if you got a minute, there's something I wanna pass along to you. When the CSCE form was filled out, or when you were filling your paperwork out, I noticed your address. And my sister-in-law lives about four houses from you. Well, Anna says a street over, right about there where you are. I mean, she's just really, really close.
What street does she live on? I live on 12 Webb Street. I know it's like Welsh Street's the next one over to me, and I can't remember the name of the other one.
Street, Blake.
I'm not sure about Blake, but it's a many little streets over here in this little old mill village here, and it's all packed in, compact and tight. I walked down there. It only took me 20 minutes to walk. It's like less than a quarter of a mile from my house to the Red Cross. And that's one of the reasons I live over here is because I'm close to the grocery store. I'm single and kind of, you know, be more independent so I could actually walk to the grocery store and get my groceries and stuff. It's convenient for me. Blake Street, I'll have to figure that out. Chad, sure will. Back to you.
She's just moved in. She hadn't been there long doing some remodeling on the house and all. But next time I'm over there, I'll take a look and see, you know, just exactly how close you are. But I'm gonna say it's probably gonna be less than probably 3-4 minute walk, maybe, if not that. But I just thought that was kind of neat. I saw the address and I said, hey, that's I think, yeah, you know, just came home and talked with Hannah about it. And sure enough, I mean, you're right there. We thought that was funny.
Pretty cool there, ain't no doubt. Jeff probably is pretty close. Did your friend get his call sign today or yesterday?
He got it today. They published it up on the ULS website today. And he got his call sign, so we celebrated with that. And he is, shall I say, understanding now the complexities of repeater shifts, PL tones, and programming. So I think his eyes have been opened today.
I was real happy for him when they said that he passed. I mean, I know he's got to be tickled. Ain't no doubt. I was more happy when I got the technician's license than any of the others. Because that's when you get started there. Kind of get, you know, get your feet wet. Yeah, and I only started doing 2 meter last year, and I, you know, I've had my license 2014. All I worked as a hi-fi radio, and this was kind of me too. I didn't know about repeater shifts and PL tones and all that stuff, and you know, he'll get the hang of it. He sure will. All right, Chad, I'm gonna get off of here. Radio sounds real good, and I'll be standing by for the net.
I'm just curious, are you going to change your call or are you going to keep it?
Well, that's a good question too, because the one that I was wanting to change it to is, I've kept my call sign, but it's the one I was wanting is Kilo 4 Charlie Delta Alpha, and that would be my initials. And I looked it up on QRZ, and the person that has it is a silent key. And I don't know what to, you know, I guess I could put in for it. I don't know how to, I have to figure out how to go about that process, Chad. I'm not really sure. KM4 VLH.
There's a process for that. There's actually a couple of programs you can download off of the internet that do just that. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but when a ham operator passes away, their call sign stays in awake status for X amount of time. When it comes out of that wait status, then it becomes available for, you know, another ham to use. There are, like I said, a couple of websites that you can Google that will, all those sites do is track what's available, how many days are left before it becomes available, and things like that. When you get ready to choose one, there's some paperwork you need to fill out, notifying the FCC that, you know, I'm interested in this call sign, and they'll ask you, I believe, for, okay, up to 25 of them. In other words, if you can't get this call sign, what other 24 would you take? So it's quite the process, actually, but just keep in mind there's internet programs that's all they do is just track what's available and the day's wait time, so you check it out that way.
I was looking on QRZ, on that website there, where I keep logbook, all that. They had a thing on there, and it'll say you had to pay some money to them, and you got to put in for it. But I think that was for like a vanity call. And I think that was like a 2x1 letter or 1x2 letters. But the one I'm wanting is 1x3 letters. But I'll figure it out. But if not, I'll just keep this one because it took me long enough to remember it when I first got it. Ain't no doubt about that. So, no, I ain't that. Because he asked me, too, if I wanted to change it to a new call sign. I was like, no, that either. But, yeah, we'll figure that out. But it ain't no big deal. It took me a long time to... I didn't like my call sign at first because I didn't... everybody, I say Bravo Lima Hotel, people think I said motel. And, you know, I wasn't saying an M, but I guess that's because of my voice characteristics, I suppose. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, Chad, back to you.
Understand. I've had several people tell me, hey, you know, you get a shorter call, but you know, help things out a little bit. But I don't know. That's the one that was issued to me, and I kind of like it. You know, it took me about 2 months to figure out how to say it, and when I rattle it off, sometimes people get it all mixed up because NUE is not, you know, the most popular set of letters out there, but it's who I am, and I think I'll keep it. It's one that's issued to me, and I think I'm going to do everything I can to wear it out. So, with that, Kirk, congratulations again, and I'm gonna get ready for the net. I'm calling the net tonight, so let me get my ducks in a row, and 73 to you, sir. I will see you in a few minutes. KL4NUE, and I'll be clear.
All right, KL4NUE, KM4BLH, I'll be standing by for the net. And that call sign, that's your identity, 73s.
This is KL4NUE, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll get started with the check-ins tonight with the roll call. So this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew. Also, after the rag chew, we'll have a round table tonight if anybody has any questions about ham radio or just would like to sit around and talk for a little while. Feel free to hang around after the net and we'll meet you there. We'll pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, and both in Traveler's Rest. KD2RKN, Jason in Williamston. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. And K4OSH, Pat in Malden. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, and KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, and N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KG4WNP, Landon in Clinton, and KO4PXV, that's my good buddy Lloyd in Simpsonville. We got the pre-check-ins out of the way. We'll go ahead and take EchoLink stations. And EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in tonight.
The net would like to recognize KN4VWA via EchoLink. That's Steve and Inman. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Steve. And also, let me recognize my wife, who's sitting right here with me, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll move on to any stations with the suffix that begins with India through Lima. Please please call KO4NUE.
Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. NUE, good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Helder tonight. I'll be negative, negative, 73 to you, then Anna, all the day.
QE? Oh, goodness. Anna, are well, please check in. It's 4, India, Australia. ZNC, Western North Carolina. Thanks for calling the day. Dan, Anna, and David. Everybody on that has good evening. Okay.
James, appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Pelzer. Fred, you be safe out there mobiling around. And Sid, I was not able to hear all of your call, but you having the very pleasant voice that you do, I recognized W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher. Also, would like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville, AI4EI, and Andy, I have you down for comments tonight, and Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, I have you down for comments as well. So, any more stations? India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo. Here in Mobile tonight in Greenville.
Recognize KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry, I believe it was, mobiling around in Greenville. Is that correct, sir?
Jerry.
Be safe out there tonight. Okay, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
NUE. And Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt and Emma. Kayla, I appreciate you and Miss Anna taking up my strength and fight this battle. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening.
Pick up the list. I'm sorry. First of all, let's recognize K4OIM, and that's my good buddy Walt up in Inman. Appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, Walt. Would also like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her wonderful husband, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Okay, are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begin with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. And, John, I see you up there on Echo Link. I'll get you here in just a minute, sir. Any stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. In November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
KO4NUE. In KO4QLG. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. Man, man, man.
Check in Kilo Echo 6. Tango Charlie Golf. Eric and Fort Taylor.
Station, Mr. Harry, Kilo Echo 6, that's all I got, sir. Can you give me your suffix one more time?
Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf.
Hey, location, I got you, call.
North Taylor's, it's actually Taylor's mailing address, but not really there.
Harry, I get what you mean. That can mean a lot of things, but I understand. Okay, and then we'd like to recognize Whiskey, November 4 Sierra, that's Mr. Chris in Lyman, and KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty, and Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Mr. Harry, somewhere in Taylor's. So, Chris, Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Did I get your call right or did I transpose the letter, sir?
4S is correct.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Okay, any more stations? Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Doug. The call. Kilo. Bravo. Number 6. Romeo. Romeo. X-ray. Thanks to Harry Stone, who was a little scratchy there. Taylor, he came over to the senior center, and he looked me up, and we chatted for a long time while we were playing Mexican Train. Yeah, you guys do other things besides play on the radio. You play Mexican Train in your spare time. Anyway, check Doug in. I'm located in the outskirts of Greenville. Greenville is TR. On the west side of Whitehorse. What else did I say? He just said, thank you, Harry. And show up tomorrow at the senior center, okay? So KO4NUE, good evening. 73. That means best regards, you know, it's plural. Everybody knows that. And some are scratchy, but by golly, you're doing very good there, NUE. But I do need your name for my record. Now, you need the name, call and location from every ham I talk to. So, I missed it. Must have checked in a little late. So, KO4NUE, not your handle. Pots and pans have handles, but you've got a name. I need that for my record. Thank you. Good evening. KB6RRX. Mobile at rest, clear.
Control, check in AA4QS, Donald and Nicole. And M4DME, Paul, he did a call. Hello, everybody on that.
Let me back up. And KB6RRX in Traveler's Rest, I'll make a deal with you. I did not get your name, so you give me your name and I'll give you mine. How about that?
That on purpose. Okay, sorry about that. Dirty, old, ugly guy. Loves a lot of... It's short for Douglas, okay? Doug is the name. And, you have to say something to Harry. Oh, Harry, I sent you a text message. Very, very important. Follow up on it, okay? Check your text message. Okay, KO4NUE. How's that for even exchange? KB6RRX.
Roger that. KB6RRX, Mr. Doug and Traveler Frist. And my name is Chad, located in Campobello, South Carolina. All right. Like to recognize AA4QS, that's Mr. Donald in Tocoa, and also November 4 Delta Mike Echo, that's Mr. Paul, also in Tocoa. Donald, I get your calls right tonight, sir?
Oh, yeah. AA4QS.
Good deal. Thank you for checking in with us, and glad I finally got your call, sir. Y'all have a wonderful evening, and like I said, appreciate you checking in with us. Okay, any more stations? Let's see, where am I? Go back through Tango. Please call KO4NUE. First, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform 3 Zulu. Any station with the suffix of Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Menu E.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4 XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
I'd like to recognize KE4 ZHF. That's Mr. Keith up in Columbus. Keith, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And K4 XB. That's Mr. Thomas. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tommy. Okay, any more stations? Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group. Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
So let's back up and make sure I got this right. And you know what? I'm sorry. Let me pause right here. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only.
Met Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. Say hello to Miss Anna for me. Y'all have a good evening. 73s.
Met Control, please check in. Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, and I want to say hello to Walt.
Stand by, K4OIM, KO4NUE. KO4NUE. Call your station, ma'am.
Hey, Walt, just checking in on you. Hope you're doing well.
Andy, I'm getting by. I have no any tests today, but I got one tomorrow and one Thursday that I really hate to have done again. CT scan really put this medicine in my vein, boy. That's the worst pain I ever had in my life. I just had it done last Thursday on my neck, and I got to do one this coming Thursday on my chest. And I'm battling it. I'm going to beat this thing. I appreciate all the prayers out there. I go in for surgery, as far as I know, March the 1st, to be a week from today. So I appreciate your thoughts, Wendy, and work and all on the net. So K4HTP, K4OIM.
This is KN4HTP. Thanks for the update, Walt, and I'm rooting for you to beat this thing, too. Sorry about what the pain that's coming up, but it's good to hear you. This is KM4HTP clear. Thanks, Chad.
Time, Miss Wendy. All right, the net would like to recognize WX4DAT, that's Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. KN4CHY, Mr. Keith in Seneca. And my good friend, Mr. Rowland, K1CJW in Pickens. Also, my good friend, KI4DTY, that's Mr. James in Taylor's. And Whiskey4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, Dave in Greer. W4CWF, that's Mr. Colin in Mill Spring. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, also in Easley. KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. Miss Wendy. And W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville. And Gary, I got you down for comments, sir. Just want to let you know. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Check.
This is KI4DTY, and the name here is Daniel, not James.
Daniel, I'm sorry about that. Net would like to recognize KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel and Taylor. Appreciate you dropping by with us tonight. Okay, so let's move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Perry in Chapman, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, so Chad, thank you for calling the net.
4NUE. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. It's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thank you for calling the net.
Control. The 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, and Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Sierra, W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Are there any more stations Echo Through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Jed, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Back up and get Mr. Dave and Easley, KB2, BYQ. And ask one more call, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll now secure the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RagJew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the RagJew portion, and I'll stop periodically and see if I can get any more check-ins. So with that said, first on the stump is KK4JBQ. So, Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
JBQ here. Well, good evening, everybody. The weather's pretty just fine, hasn't it? A longer stretch of pleasant blue skies, nice temperatures. And springtime is coming, so here we go. Well, I was reminded today that I needed to set the
try to challenge yourself. And when you do that, that just always makes you a much better operator. So, Mr. Larry, I appreciate you dropping by with us, and appreciate the wonderful comments, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to add tonight, Larry?
I appreciate the signal report. I'm having some difficulties with I really don't think it's intentional, but I have a new neighbor next door, and the noise level is really spiked. RF generator over there that they're not even aware of. And so that's going to be my challenge for the next bit, is to figure out what my noise problem is. It just came in the past week. Sounds on this end, receipt sounds like crackling and popping just consistently. So I've got different radios as attention speakers, you might say, around the house, one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom. So I went to them, and I tried it, and it's crystal clear. So it's not the signal that's coming from, these are ACs with rubber ducks on, so, you know, the signal is fine, it's practically perfect. But what I get with my really fine high-power antenna here is all the crackling and popping. So it's got to be something that's recently added to the environment. We're all challenged with various things. Chad, you have a good night. Everyone out there has a really good night. And have a good night.
For NUE, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Larry, before I let you go, let me give you some clues. Okay, so a lot of noise. You are semi-copyable, but just want to pass along some clues for you. So in the static trail that I can hear, if you listen close, there is a definite cycle to it. It sounds like there's about a one-second cycle, which tells me that, you know, that's coming off of, 60 hertz somewhere. And you mentioned a new neighbor. So if you have an opportunity to take a walk down the road, and if you see some type of piece of equipment in the garage that requires one of the cheap battery maintainers or battery charger, those things are the world's worst at creating noise. I had a similar problem out here a couple months ago with one of Dad's battery maintainers down at the shop on the lawnmower, so just keep that in mind. But Larry, I appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, and appreciate the comments, kind sir. And we'll let you go, and we'll move on to the next on the list. KI4LZI. Mr. Andy, you still in there, bud?
Boy, LZI, well, I was going to come in later after the round table, but I'm not so sure. I've heard that noise up here on different people, not just Larry tonight. You've got a mining amount on you, Chad, but it's not overriding you by any means, though. So I'm not so. Let's put it this way. It could be propagational issues, possibly, doing some of that. So I'll be in here after you shut the net down and do the round table type thing. And when you come back, Chad, you might give me an idea whether you ever got your QST issue straightened out. And if you did, you ought to go on there and read about the WWV station that's down on the HF band, KI4LZI.
Andy, I have not received my copy of QST yet. I'm quite perplexed, actually, and not too pleased with them right now. So, not exactly sure what's going on after a reminder that I do have a subscription, still no magazine. So, you know, I'm not quite sure what to do about that as of yet, but I will figure it out.
Appreciate you dropping by, Andy, and I will see you on Tuesday night, sir. And you be safe up there in Table Rock. So with that, we'll move on to the next on the stump, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, you third on the stump, sir. Go ahead and take it.
UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. We had a pretty busy day today. Got to get Joy over to get her yearly eye exam today, and she got her eyes checked, and everything is good. Nothing has changed, and as far as the bad stuff goes and that sort of thing. So we're in good shape as far as that goes. Got to go tomorrow over to the doctor. It's time for my yearly physical. Can't tell how excited I am about it.
Oh, yeah. What day is it on? I got to know because I'm going to give you a call.
At 10 o'clock.
I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to give you a call about 11 o'clock.
That'll be fine. Hopefully I'll be out of the doctor's office by then. We got confused. We thought Joy had a doctor's appointment Monday. We rode out to our family doctor over there. He's right there at 14 in Woodruff Road. So I drove out Woodruff Road out to the doctor and got out there and said, nope, her appointment's Wednesday. And on the way home, I got to thinking, the last time we were out there, they tried to put us on two different days. And Joy asked the lady, she said, can't you work it out where we can both come on the same day? You know, even if it's an hour or so apart, that'd be fine. But, you know, we don't want to drive out to Woodruff Road 2 days in the week, and so she changed it, and we forgot about that part of it. So we drove out to Woodruff Road, and that was not a fun thing to do, but we made it through the process. So we both got to go tomorrow. I go at 10, and she goes, she sees the doctor at 11, but hers is just a routine type checkup, but mine's for a physical. I'm not looking forward to it.
First of all, anything to do with Woodruff Road, nope, can't do it. it is nothing but a parking lot. Everywhere I go, anywhere in that area, and I just absolutely do not go at all. So I understand the frustration, but you do realize your blood pressure is probably going to be a little bit high before you even get there because of everything on Woodruff Road, right?
Yeah. Just the drive out there is enough to make your blood pressure go up, but it'll be all right. I'll get out there with no problems, hopefully, and everything will go well. But like I said, I'm not dreading it by any means, but as we get older, you know, they want to, we think you need to go take this test and go take that test. I looked at him the last time I was out there, and I said, Doc, do I look sick to you? And he said, no. I said, then what you got to have another physical for? He said, well, it's time. And I said, okay, just to make you happy, I'll come back and let you give me a physical. But I give him a fit. Of course, he's been our doctor for, gosh, I don't know how long. I don't remember what year he moved his practice out there. He was on Ferris Road, which was a whole lot closer, and there wasn't any problems then. But Woodruff Road didn't have all that stuff on it that it's got now when he moved out there. It was a nice, pleasant, relaxing drive then. But that's all changed, but we'll get over it one way or the other. But that's about our day over here, Chad. We went to the eye doctor today and he came home and kind of chill the rest of the afternoon. I've been kind of helping take care of Joy, so she had her eyes dilated. And she couldn't see too good, so I've been trying to help her a little bit, what she needed help with, so I just kind of stayed in the house today. Other than that, I'll turn it back over to you. Sound like you got a real good net going. Appreciate you calling it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
UE, before you go, Gary, let me tell you, so, you know, wasn't too long, a week or so back, I went up and visited with my grandmother, and, you know, she's 95, and she had been to the doctor a whole couple of days before I got up there and visited with her, and she was, we got talking about doctors and her health and this, that, and the other, and she was sitting in the chair, and she says, I went to that doctor of mine, he's just, I don't know about him, he made me so mad last time I was up there, and it just flew all over me, and I just still hadn't got over it. And I said, well, what did he do? And she says, well, he told me I wasn't a spring chicken no more. And I paid that man good money. I don't need him to tell me I ain't a spring chicken no more. I'm 95 years old. I know that already. So I just laughed and just, you know, just go with it. Meanwhile, don't get in the tizzy. But she didn't like that. You know, so I understand the things with the doctor, and Woodruff Road makes it even worse. And plus, you know, time for your physical, so that's not a fun thing either, but, you know, it could be worse. They could tell you, you know, you could pay them good money to tell you not a spring chicken anymore. So, just want to leave that with you, and appreciate you dropping by tonight, Mr. Gary.
There was a bunch of us sitting around the table drinking coffee, and one of the fellows looked around, and he said, I wonder who's the oldest here. And I looked at him, and I said, well, you ought to know it's me. So we had a good giggle about that. So I know I'm not a spring chicken anymore either. I'm just happy to be here. Y'all take care, Chad. KI4DOS, back to net.
I appreciate you dropping by, and please tell Miss Joy, me and Anna said hello, and hope y'all are doing very well. I'll see you in a couple of days, sir. All right, let me back up and see if I can get any more check-ins. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Are there any additional stations that would like to make comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate everybody checking in with us tonight. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net. And it has been a real pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
Can't remember your call sign, Duncan, but Duncan up there in Ashville, you still by here? KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, this is KO4JKB.
Remember, but did you say what you took QST or not?
Copy that. Did I come back one more time?
Well, propagation's going to let us talk tonight or not, but are you a member of the ARRL and take it? I know a month or two ago you wasn't, but do you take it now?
Negative. I don't, but I plan to. I take everything by baby steps. I did pay dues to this little fund, but I can get straight to everybody. But I plan on joining the ARRL too.
I'm going to tell you, if you had the current issue, you know, I was telling you a couple or so weeks ago about WWB. That's on 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz and 2.5 megahertz on HF frequencies. The current QST has got a good thing right up in there on the WWB time stamp. Number QST here.
Saying that, now, I wrote some notes down. I'm not exactly sure that part of the station, but I might need to switch radios over here. But QST on all those bands.